Hello.
Hi, Tracy. This is Sahak with Local Splash. We had spoken before about the Google listing. How are you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Always appreciate that. How's your day going so far?
Oh, it's going. I'm almost done with the homeschooling day.
Oh, nice. Yeah, me and my wife are thinking about doing the same. How's it going?
It's good. I've got 3 kiddos.
Okay, so it can be a handful, probably, maybe.
Oh, yes, depending on the day.
Right, of course. There's good days, too.
Truly.
Yeah, my wife, she's a teacher, so she's thinking about doing the same, but we're just kind of on the fence about it, so that's why I asked you.
Absolutely. Why I did it. I was teaching in Texas. Oh, about 6 years ago, and that's when I decided to go ahead and teach mine, because they were becoming school age.
Right, and who better to be teaching, right, than your kids?
Mm-hmm. And then when I get tired, then I just, like, here, husband, it's your turn.
Right, you got to share the responsibility of it, too, of course.
Uh-huh.
Only fair.
Uh-huh, yes.
gotta be fair. So, yeah, I remember you said the triule here on Thursday, so I was just following up.
Yeah, so it sounds really good. The one thing I wanted to make sure, because we have set up, like, a Google business profile.
Oh, great. That was going to be one of my first questions, so.
Yeah, but the thing is, I never see it pop up. So we had a weird thing with verification where we did something wrong, and then we were waiting in the mail. But then we went to Texas for a month.
Yeah.
And then we missed that window of, like, oh, you got this thing in the mail, you got 5 days. But we were, like, in Texas.
Oh, I see.
On vacation. So it's like, and then we tried again, and then they were like, you're not a real business.
They can be a little bit annoying with it. Yeah, that's actually one of the first things we'll do, because we're a Google partner, so we actually can expedite that process for you and take care of any problem that there is, or, you know, if there is one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so no problem there. Yeah, that'll be one of the first things we do, so no worries there. And the address you had with them, at least the one that you listed, is the 132 Northwest 6th. Is that correct?
See, that is where my husband went wrong.
Wrong
it's actually
address.
280 Oxyoke, but we don't have a physical location, so we're more of a, what's it called, area of service instead of a brick and mortar.
That's actually, okay, that's good, because what we can do is list, you know, even if it's a home address or whatever the case is, we list it, but then we only put it as a general area on the map, and there's no physical address shown, so you don't have to worry about, like, a bunch of crazy seeing where you live.
People showing up, yeah. Okay,
right,
cool.
Yeah, or showing up at your house, yeah. So what would that address be?
And it would be 280 Oxyoke, and that's O-X-Y-O-K-E,
Oxyoke. Road, okay.
And Grant.
And that comes up as, yep, 97526.
That's it.
Perfect. Okay, great. And then, let's see. Now, I have two numbers listed here. Which is going to be best for clients to call? The 472, what is that, 4? Or the 7921?
4724. Because it's a local number, so it'll have the 541.
Right. Much better. And then we'd be able to contact you on that as well if we're going to send texts or anything like that.
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. So I'll list that one. And then the email I have for you was mountainviewcleaninggp@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, and then let me make sure I have the correct spelling of your name. It's Tracy, T-R-A-C-I-E?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then what's the last name?
Shaw, S-H-A-W.
Okay, nice. Let me just make sure I got this saved here. And then let me double check here. You guys do need a website, right?
I have a Facebook, and we have a business profile, but I'm not sure if it's even visible. I'm telling you, I've tried to Google myself or our business and just can't come up with anything except for our Yelp and our Facebook business profile.
Really?
So, yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Well, we optimize all those profiles, Facebook, Google Business Profile, you name it. So if there's any issue, we'll get it cleared up right away, for sure.
Perfect.
All right, so Tracy Shaw. And then give me, just to confirm the email one more time here, can you read it back to me? Mountain View Cleaning.
Mountain, yeah, View Cleaning, GP, and that stands for Grant Pass. And then
oh, perfect.
@gmail.com.
Okay, got it. You guys are on Mountain Time. And then the 7921 was the correct number, right?
No, so it'll be
4724.
That's our actual business number. And then I have my personal number, which is the one I'm on right now.
Oh, okay, can you read the whole number back to me? For some reason, it saved it as the other number.
Oh, okay. So my business number is 541 690-4724.
Perfect. Got it. Sorry about that. Yeah, for some reason, I tried to save it, and it reverted back to the other number. Yeah, it did that old reverted thing. Okay, so now, since I can't see the profile, I can't, can't see the hours of operation or all the information you guys listed there. So I'm just going to go through it with you real quick. For hours of operation, is that going to be like a 9 to 5, 8 to 6, or basically when you'd be receiving calls from clients?
Mm-hmm. So, I think I put like 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Saturday was 9 to 2 and then closed on Sunday.
Sunday closed. Okay. Got to have at least one day for the family, right?
Of course.
Definitely. And then let's see. So for clients to contact you guys, is phone, text, and email going to be okay, all three?
Yes.
Okay, great. And then what about specific areas that you want to show up for? Just so you know the options, we can do 4 counties or 12 cities or even 12 zip codes if you wanted. But if you just have the city names, that's okay.
I think we'll just stick with the counties. It just covers more area, and it'll be Jackson.
That's what
County.
I usually recommend. Yeah, Jackson, okay.
And then also Josephine County.
Josephine County. Got it. Okay. I think you did actually mention that last time. My bad for forgetting. Okay.
No worries.
Appreciate it. All right. And then now we are including the website. Just so you know, if you guys have any content, pictures, testimonies, reviews, anything you want included on the site, that, of course, you can be instrumental in that as well. So if you have anything, you just email or text it to the technician that I'm going to set you up with, and, he can use all that great stuff. And you said you guys don't have a business Facebook profile. Like you had a problem setting it up where you were going to set one up, right? Nothing yet.
Well, I set it up. I just don't pay for any advertising. So I do have a business.
Oh, so there is one. Okay.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Let me double check. Oh, there it is. Grants Pass. I like the logo, too. That's cool.
Oh, thank you.
You made that?
Yes. It actually stemmed off of our van. We hand-painted the mountains
Oh, cool.
And the trees, and then we took that our van to a designer, and then they designed our logo.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I like that was the part I liked, was the mountain with the sun. I always like that
yeah.
type of, like, the sunset, sunrise type of thing. Yeah, always, you got to love that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are licensed in it. Exactly, right? Like, on the horizon. And then you guys are licensed and insured, I'm guessing, as well?
Yes, we are.
Okay, great. And then what about for the services that you guys offer? Now, let me just kind of look at your the Yelp here. I think you guys had most of it listed. You guys do pretty much every type of cleaning, right?
Everything except for, like, we're not going to go mop your floor and dust your house and do, like,
right, not
clean
like
your
the
toilet,
house
you know?
Right. Just the other, any type but that, basically, right?
Like a regular maintenance cleaning, like even a carpet, you want to do that twice a year anyway if you're wanting to keep your carpets good. So any kind of regular maintenance cleaning, that's what we do.
Oh, okay. Good to know. Okay, great. So I'll just go with the ones that you have listed, because you do have quite a bit listed on the Yelp. So you can have
right.
up to 15 So we can't optimize those 15. What I can do is I'll list those, and then I can have the technician kind of go through like ones that have the most highest search volumes of those. Mm-hmm. I think you have about maybe 20 or something like here. And then you guys can go with the top 15 of the ones that have the most, you know, searches. That way you get more searches.
Sure.
That way too.
Right? And with that, I think is going to be the window washing or cleaning, however they have it.
Yes.
Right.
That is definitely
so that'll
a
be one. Gutter cleaning also. And then we have mm-hmm. carpet cleaning. There's three categories.
Yep.
Pressure washing.
Of course.
And then the moss removals off of roofs. So that's the weird one that people don't really understand moss removal. They're like, okay, what are you removing the moss from? So that's where
right.
usually you don't actually have a category. So what I was thinking is like roof debris, you know, I don't know.
I think
like
more people would probably,
or
like, yeah, something like that. You know, I don't know what he'll suggest, but maybe even just, do you do a general roof clean? We could just put roof cleaning,
yeah.
right, like you said?
Yeah, for sure, because
right?
we can soft wash a roof, which is using a pressure washer on a lower setting. So.
Right, exactly. Which would remove the moss anyway, right? So better
sometimes, not really necessarily.
Oh, sometimes it can be pretty tricky?
Right, especially in this area. You've got the north side of everyone's house. If there's trees or anything, they're going to have moss on it. And the moss goes underneath their shingles and then kind of acts like a sponge and it holds moisture there, which is super not good for your roof.
No, definitely not. Yeah, any moisture, but especially condensed moisture. Oh, yeah, no good at all. Definitely not.
Mm-hmm. So we literally scrape it between everything. Oh,
nice. Yeah. So I know all about the moss and the, yeah, the wet. I'm like, yep, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And it's always easier to clean in the summer because it's a little dry and not totally sticking in there, you know?
Right.
It's so funny.
They're like slugs or something.
Mm-hmm. What's real funny is we do moss removals as the winter starts to set in, too. And if you get it there too early, it's frozen.
Oh, dang. And that would be really hard to get out.
Yeah, it's not fun. And you're like, okay, let's go down for a 30-minute break and see if it melts.
Right. Yeah, like, let's see if maybe the sun comes out and we can avoid dealing with this.
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah, I remember, man, it's like in Washington, it's like 70%, you know, rain. So most of the time you're getting at least a little bit of rain. So you got to, like, count your blessings when the sun comes out.
That's true. It's funny because Southern Oregon, there's a rainy season and it rains, but it's never like a downpour or this heavy rain. It's just like a little
right.
bit of rain, a lot.
Right, exactly. Which is better, I think, because, man, in Seattle, you get like downpours. Like, and then when it's like, you know, winter, you get like black ice and all that craziness. Now, I do miss
yeah.
the snowboarding a little bit, right? I miss that. Although... I don't know if it was worth all the rain. It was crazy.
Right?
Seriously. Yeah, it's kind of dreary. You know, like the skies are that dark, kind of cloudy all the time. So
mm-hmm.
it can be kind of depressing. But, I mean, it's all good. You know, you got to just make the best of it.
Yeah, pick your poison, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well said. Yes. Okay, so let me just make sure we got everything here. It looks like we do. Yep. Just make sure we got everything correct. Okay. Just having some trouble with the internet, of course. You know how that goes.
Oh.
Yep. Okay. I think that's good. Yep. All right. And then next. Just the billing. Now, is the billing address the same, the 280 Oxy Oak?
Yes.
Okay. And then it'll be Tracy Shaw?
the debit card that we'll be using is Zach Shaw, so it'll be my husband's name.
Okay. Is that Z-A-C-H or C-K?
No, super lazy way. Z-A-K.
That's funny. Someone I signed up earlier had the same exact, like, it was Zach, right? But, like, with that spelling,
uh-huh.
but it was Zaka Z or something like that. It was interesting. I've never heard it before. And he was like, he's like, if you want it, you can have the name. I don't like it. I was like, oh, well, my name's Sahak, so I already have a really unique name. I can't really take anyone else's name.
You can't have two.
Right? You can't have two super unique names. That's too much. So it's Z-A-K. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Shaw, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And then, so Grants Pass, Oregon, 97526. And then is that a Visa or a MasterCard?
Visa.
Okay. And then, so just so you know, just to remind you, since we didn't kind of go through it already, unless you already remember, today is the 348, and then every month after is the 249. Because the initial payment includes the website and the programming and onboarding. So every month after, though, for the life you're with us, 249 is the recurring payment.
Okay, 249. And then what did you say for today?
348, because there's an initial payment of 99 that includes the website, the onboarding, and programming. But that's just one time. This is a one-time payment.
Right. Okay. So right now what I have on my card is like 330.
Oh, interesting.
So I'm going to have to add some more. I'm going to add some more to that account before we can do this.
Yeah, no worries. You know what sometimes I'm able to do is I can try to cut the cut down the setup fee for you. That way it's
okay.
Just like, yeah, so you said 330, right? So if I cut that in half, I think that would be 320 something or 319.
Mm-hmm.
I'll double check, but it'll be under the 330. That way you know you don't have to do that, okay?
Sure. Cool. Yeah.
Just to make it easy for you, 'cause yeah, I've done that before with other, you know, just it's a similar situation. So definitely don't mind doing it for you. You're one of the most pleasant people I've spoke with, so definitely don't mind.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah, no, you're great. Because you don't know. Sometimes you get people that they're not as nice, I guess is a good way to put it. So
they're just ready to say no before you talk to them, I think.
Right, they're looking for a reason to say no already, exactly. So I do appreciate you. Do not mind doing that for you.
Cool.
So let's see here. Okay, she said it was a Visa, and then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
Okay. 4366.
Okay.
1828.
1828, got it.
4989.
Mm-hmm.
5848. Wow, they made that really easy to remember.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a very, like, you could memorize that very quickly. So just to confirm, though, just to make sure, 4366, 1828,
4989, 5848.
That's it. And, like, each set of numbers is, like, it sounds like the other two numbers go with the first number, like, so well that you'd memorize it, like, automatically. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then the expiration?
A 4 of 28.
4 of 28. And then the number on the back?
787.
Okay. And I'm also going to set up a security question for you. That way you know it's us when we're calling. The calls are more secure, obviously. There's three options, okay? There's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
We'll go with the city I was born in, Dallas.
City, Dallas. I've always wanted to go to Texas.
Haha, it's very big. It takes like 3 days to get across it.
Really? Dang, that is
big.
Yeah. I think it's
like
one of the biggest.
If you were going to cross Cali, but the long way, like along
right,
the coast.
Right, like all the way down. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
I've made that trip from Oregon to Texas about 6 times.
Oh, my God. How many hours is that?
I think it's like 30 hours, and then we usually get it in 4 days. But
dang.
It's all the way to East Texas, too. It's not just like, oh, I made it to Texas. No, I got to go all the way to the Louisiana border.
Of course, it's, yeah, exactly, the other side of Texas. So there's the extra, like, couple hours, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Dang. Yeah, I think the longest I did was Washington to California, and then from California I went to Vegas once. That was pretty long, but I haven't made, like, a 30-hour, like, a really, really long one, no.
We do it for family. We've got all our family in Texas. We keep telling them that it's really cool here.
Right? You guys should come. Check it out. Definitely worth the trip. Wink, wink.
Right.
Right.
And they have. They've flown in. They've drove in. We've kind of take turns, but yeah.
Nice. Yeah. It sounds like you guys would be making that trip pretty soon then, right? The holidays are coming up.
They are.
Or hopefully
you know,
they're making that trip, I guess, is the...
Yeah, we're deciding whether or not we're going to meet halfway and do Christmas.
That could be better.
Like
15
a
hours versus 30. See, that would be cool. I've always wanted to be able to do that. Or maybe even just own a cabin because I'm just so baller like that. But have like a Thanksgiving or like, right, or like a Thanksgiving or like Christmas where it's like in a big wood cabin, you know, in the woods with the fire
and
the whole thing.
And it's snow. The snow.
Right,
there.
And it's snowing, right? You got the tree and all the presents, like the classic Christmas or Thanksgiving. Yeah, definitely. Always wanted that. I'll settle for, I guess, an apartment or a condominium for now, whatever.
Right. No,
right,
Crater Lake and here, Crater Lake is awesome. The national park here in Oregon. They get what is it, like 18 to 20 feet of snow every year.
Oh my gosh.
And then so they plow it all for summer because it's still there for part of the summer. And the walls are like, I don't know, 15 feet tall from the plows pushing through. And so it's like this huge just ice city.
Dang. Yeah. I remember in Canada, it was pretty crazy. They had like, when you go to the snow resorts, like when they plow, you know, some of the snow out of the way, you just see piles that were like so big. They had a lot of the, like snowboarding and skiing contests there. So they just like, they went all out, you know, like it was crazy. Have you ever been like up to Canada or anything for anything like that?
Not yet. We had great plans to go drive all the way up through Canada to, Alaska and then take the transcontinental highway all the way to South America, but you know, COVID happened.
Oh, right. Yeah, that old thing, yeah. Frickin' COVID, man.
It's too much.
It really was. It's like, it's too much, man. I couldn't deal with that.
It's not too much.
Right?
People
like, just
people.
Leave it alone. Right? You gotta have human connection, man. Like, of course.
Yeah.
So what I did for you, I'm just going to cut the setup in half, right? So basically you're paying $299 instead of $348, okay?
Cool. That's perfect.
Right? Then you got a little $30 left over. Get yourself some lunch or whatever, right? And whatever you want to get. Right? Especially if you're going to order in, you know, with the delivery fees and all that, it's going to be at least $20.
Oh, yeah. Guaranteed.
No doubt. Yep. So let me just confirm what we got. Zach Shaw, Oxy Oak, looks good. Okay, so you're going to, I don't know if you have it in front of you, but you're going to see it come through on the online banking first, of course, and then you're going to get your invoice through text and email shortly after. I think you'll get the email first, but I'll resend the text. That's usually the easiest way to access the invoice. Then we'll just go through that real quick. One other quick step, you're good to go.
Cool. And that will send to the phone number that we have on file for my business? Probably?
Yes. So, okay. Yeah, so that's going to come through on the 4724, the one you gave me. Is that okay?
That's okay. I don't have that one in front of me, but I've got the email. So
you did see the email already, though?
Yes, I did.
Okay, perfect. Because I can put the other number as the cell number, and then those texts will go directly to you. Well, can you give me that one? Actually, maybe it's just better to have it on file, too. What was it again?
936-404-7921.
Okay, so that's 936-404-7921.
That's it.
Okay, so now those texts should go there. I'll make a note, though, that that's your business line, and that's the one you guys want to use. Now, let's see here. Now, I think in the email, it's the same thing as the text. It should have a link, like a blue link, and then once you click on that, that should take you into the invoice. Do you see that?
Let me see. I'm on the email right here. Okay, there's a picture of the invoice. Do I click on the picture? Oh, no, here's a text message. Let me look at it.
Oh, yeah, because I just changed the number, so you should be getting the text message. Yeah, so I think the easiest way is to click on the link in the text. That's just like really in right there front and center. Once you do that, it should take you into the invoice. Take a quick look, and it'll show everything that's included, the pricing and everything. And then once you get to the bottom there, you're going to see a part where there's like a box. It says I'm the authorized user. You click there. Then you would type, I think it's going to ask probably for Zach's name, so you can just type Zach's name, obviously, because that's what's in the billing. So just type that name there and then hit confirm signature. Once you do that, that is going to take you to our website and it'll ask for your username and password. You're going to get that within 7 days of when you speak with the technician, which will be either later today or we can do it like tomorrow morning, you know, whatever's best for you guys.
Okay. I clicked on that thing and now I've got to sign into Google Forms. So now I've got to think for just a second.
Oh, you shouldn't? I don't think you should have to sign in here. Let me resend you. Oh, hold on a sec here. Yeah, because I think it should just take you in there automatic. Okay, I'm going to send you another text. Try to click on the link in that one. Let me know what happens. Should come through any second.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, this one. Did something wrong. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like mylocalsplash.com/terms.
Terms of experience or terms and conditions or something like that. Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, and then it'll show, services, Google Business Profile Optimization, Google Business Access.
Yep. Yeah, and then at the bottom there, you'll see what I was explaining with the box and then where you would type his name and then hit confirm signature. That should be at the bottom there once you've skimmed that.
Okay. Okay, and now it's asking for like a local.
Now you're seeing the username and perfect. Okay, so the technician is going to set you up with that. Okay, now there's just one other quick step, and then you are good to go. So let's see. It's called our voice verification. It's to go along with the invoice to outline the service agreement, you know, ensure the accuracy of the order, you know, all that good stuff. So if you need me to review or clarify anything along the way, don't hesitate to stop me. I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of the order, can you please state the name of your business?
Mountain View Cleaning.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Tracy Shaw, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, and you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. That also, you know, goes along with the verification process and all that good stuff. So basically just, you know, if there's anything along the way we'll need from you, just, you know, be responsive and help us out so it can be expedited, right? Now, you will get an email about the verification. I think that should already be in your email there. And since you guys are already kind of halfway through the process, I'm sure the technician kind of just will expedite it for you or walk you through the rest of the way. Now, also, as a result of increased visibility online, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. That's why I set up that security question for you to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Now, also, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash during the process?
Yes.
Okay. And I'll also set you up with the phone number and everything you're going to need here at the end of the call. I'll text you all that info you're going to need. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose or basically just let us know of any additional online marketing, say, that you might do with another firm during the term of your agreement with us?
Absolutely.
Just in case there's not anything that might interfere with what they're doing or, you know, vice versa. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be was charged today, September 14th, okay, in the non-refundable amount of $299. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 14th or just 30 days from today in the amount of $249. That will be the recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number I'll give to you here at the end of the call to speak with a live representative. To prevent charges for your next month of service, just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. No problem at all. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, you are good to go. So I'm just going to send you over another email that has a confirmation of the time that you would like to speak with the technician who's going to build everything, you know, all that good stuff. What would be a good time for him to call you guys?
If it's going to be today, after 4 would be okay. If it's tomorrow, anytime after 1 o'clock.
Tomorrow after 4.
Or today after 4. Tomorrow after 1.
After 1, okay. So Friday after 1 or today after 4, you said. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see what we got available. So for today, you guys are in Oregon, so that's the same time zone, right? Double check here. Always got to double check on my map to make sure of the time zones. I almost know them all, but there's some I got to double check sometimes. Okay, so that is the Central Pacific time. So you guys, it's 1 o'clock, so 4. I think we should have that open. Let me just double check here.
And if it's a little bit before, then that's probably okay.
So I think, okay, so the latest they'll do it because it's Pacific time and we close at 4, it would be 3 o'clock. Is that still, it actually would be between 3 and 3:30. There's usually a 30-minute window in which they'll call. So that actually might work out.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, perfect. So let me just send this over. Just need to put the, now also, I can add Zach as a preferred contact as well. That way he can speak with everyone. Unless it's just going to be you primarily, then I don't really have to. Totally up to you guys, though.
Yeah.
It couldn't hurt, right? It's usually going to be you. Is that what you were saying? You cut out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So maybe it's not needed. And again, we can add him later if that's the case, if there is something. But for now, he's just on the billing and on the invoice. So it shouldn't matter too much. As long as you're primarily the one that they're speaking to about, you know, anything diagnostics or logistics or like the technical side, then shouldn't need to add him. It should be okay. So you are good to go. You should get that other email right now. It just confirms the time. It's like a Google Calendar invite. Just hit yes on the RSVP. That confirms the time. The technician will do the same, and then, you know, you're good to go. Other than that, you guys are all set. Thanks for giving us a shot. Welcome to the team, most of all. Now, they're going to call you within 30 minutes of 3 o'clock, so it'll be between 3 and 3:30. And if you do need anything from me, you're going to get a text here shortly after the call. This will have all the phone numbers you're going to need, the information, and as well as my information, so you can contact me if you guys need anything as well, okay?
Excellent.
All right, perfect. Well, it was great talking with you again, Tracy, and they will contact you around 3 and get you guys started, okay?
All right. Thanks, Hawk. Have a great day.
Yeah, no problem. You have a great day, too. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.